It's Wednesday, June 14th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Salesforce and Amazon innovate in AI, investors prefer AI pitches, the EU regulates, and the Beatles AI surprise. And PAX 8's new cloud marketplace, AI links small businesses with MSPs for easier SaaS procurement. This is the Business of Tech. Salesforce 2 is in on the AI game. According to the vendor, a new AI cloud starter pack launched this week for $360,000 a year with some generally available AI cloud features. One key focus in the bundle is a series of capabilities that seeks to close a trust gap, co-founder and CEO Mark Benioff said he sees in current generative AI offerings. The idea is to use multiple large language models and mediate it through a trust layer component of Einstein, the company's AI-powered CRM tool. Amazon is testing a feature in its shopping app to use AI to summarize customer reviews on products. No details about the model or the potential release date were revealed, although the company confirmed the tests. Developers are all in. A survey of developers by coding Q&A site Stack Overflow found that 77% of respondents felt favorable about using AI in their workflow, and that 70% are already using or plan to use AI coding tools this year. Respondents cited benefits like increased productivity at 33% and faster learning at 25%, but said they were wary about the accuracy of these systems. Another area, investors. Clarify Capital did a series of tests pitting AI-generated pitch decks against previously successful human-created ones. According to the survey, the investors and business owners were three times more likely to invest after reading the GPT-4 deck than the human one. And they found the AI-generated decks twice as convincing. Now on the regulation front, European lawmakers adopted their position on legislation known as the EU AI Act, which would ban systems that present a, quote, unacceptable level of risk, such as predictive policing tools or social scoring systems, like those used in China to classify people based on their behavior and socioeconomic status. The legislation also limits high-risk AI, such as systems that could influence voters in elections or harm people's health. The legislation would set new guardrails on generative AI, requiring content created by systems such as ChatGPT to be labeled. The bill also requires companies to publish summaries of copyrighted data used for training the technology, a potential impediment for systems that generate human-like speech by scraping text from the internet, often from sources that include a copyright symbol. Google filed a brief with the Biden administration urging the federal government to divvy up oversight of artificial intelligence tools across agencies rather than setting up a single regulator dedicated to the issue. The company on Monday called for the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, to take the lead in issuing technical guidance to agencies on how to tackle AI risks. And to add some sprinkle of hype here, Paul McCartney has said AI has been used in the production of a last Beatles record to be released later this year. According to McCartney, technology developed by the recent Beatles documentary Get Back was able to extract former bandmate John Lennon's vocals from a low-quality cassette recording to create the foundation for the track. Why do we care? Leave it to the Europeans to move first on legislation. They're not messing around. I'm particularly interested in industries that are seeing substantial adoption numbers. I have a series of open tabs of articles for the show on healthcare and education examples and cross-sections of use across demographics. But I pulled developers and investors today. Developers are a crucial demographic due to their fundamental needs in the tech industry and the increasing number of developers within highly successful solution providers. Investors are intrigued because if AI becomes a controlling factor for the money spigots, that's critically important. This is the pitch deck portion of the investor cycle, but it won't take too long until we know about the back end results using AI. All bets are off then. That's why we care. Sectors are finding ways to accelerate their business goals with the technology. Sure, it could be hype. There seems like enough meat here to matter. And finally, that Beatles song. Take a moment and consider the ramifications. Consider your line. Is AI-enhanced Lennon okay? What about singing songs he didn't write? Wrestle with your own ethics. That's why I mentioned it. PAX 8 held its inaugural Beyond event this week in Denver, and the critical announcement was the next generation of its cloud distribution marketplace. The idea? Acquire end customers via its vendor partners. Quoting Channel EDE, SaaS vendors typically have contact forms on their websites to capture information from potential direct SMB end customers, but it's not normally cost-effective for vendors to work directly with SMBs. PAX 8 will work with vendors to replace those fill forms with a Buy Now button that will enable PAX 8 to collect customer information. Then an AI-driven matching system on the back end will match customer buyers to MSPs. Both customers and MSPs will have the ability to swipe left or right to choose or reject a potential match. Chief Technology Officer Scott Chasen said at the event, quote, "The next generation of business owners and born-in-the-cloud entrepreneurs will look to SaaS vendors directly." PAX 8 CEO John Street said in a press conference on Sunday that there's a cost to vendors for onboarding and servicing new customers. The MSPs are in a position to consolidate procurement of these products. PAX 8 enables vendors to do business with the SMB portion of the market. Additionally, the marketplace will allow providers to import customer data from their RMM and PSA tools into a new tool called Opportunity Explorer. Quote, "This lets you see data from across your full portfolio of customers in one simple-to-understand view," said Jason. Why do we care? This feels like half the solution, and notably the second half. Their premise: SMB customers buy all the SaaS components individually by shopping for them on vendor sites. So PAX 8 wiggles in between that to be the buy button. The biggest challenge is that this system adds friction to the buying process. Think Tinder for providers. Customers will be swiping right to connect. How often will they swipe left, and is that friction worth it? What happens when that vendor starts analyzing the spending they watch flow through that button, noting the swipe left behaviors? What's the other half? If you believe technology is bought via the technology advisor, as I do, the Buy Now button could have been placed on providers' sites first. Eliminate that swipe left friction, power providers to become e-commerce agents, and have trackable data for the entire channel. A buy now on a provider's website could auto-provision all of those SaaS solutions and bring some real value in bundling. If I were PAX 8, I would have started with the one that leans into providers, following today's buying cycle, not the future buying cycle. Of course, they didn't ask me. I'll note that this is likely an and, not an or. They can implement both, but order does matter. The days of limiting yourself to the big players is coming to an end. Modernize your cloud offerings by partnering with Linode and Akamai. The cloud landscape is growing with alternative cloud providers like Linode offering better price to performance and better support at a fraction of the cost. There's just some clients that don't fit into the one-size-fits-all box of the big three. Enter Linode, Linux cloud hosting at the fraction of the cost of the big players. Your customers can save up to 70% on their cloud bill. Find out more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today, National Bourbon Day. My younger brother in particular will like that one. A toast with bourbon, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.